Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Well, if you caught that first story, you knew that we were talking about what happened today on Wall Street as we enter correction territory. And what's going on is that investors are taking a long, long look at where the T-bill, the 10-year T-note, ended up today at about 2.88%, the highest number as far as interest rates in 5 or 6 years. And that has investors worried, that saying that inflation is going to be upon us. What does all this mean when it comes to the real estate market nationwide or here in the greater Des Moines metro? And with us in studio, as he is on a regular basis, is our real estate expert, Lance Hansen. How's that? How's that for a setup?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now pressure's on.
I know. RE/MAX Concepts, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming by, Lance.
Sure. You bet. Love
to. Well, couldn't be a better time to have this conversation. What's going on?
Everything. You know, everything and nothing. You know, it's spring in real estate now because, you know, I know it doesn't look like it.
Right.
But January 10th, that's spring in real estate, and it started. We've got buyers and sellers running around, not near enough sellers, lots of buyers. And so, the pressure's on.
And the pressure being?
Interest rates, you know, if people pay attention, there'll be a bit of a rush the first 6 months of this year just because the rates are going to, they're going to peel up. That's the way it goes. I mean,
And there's a bunch of things. I was at the state capitol today doing some work up there. And so I was talking to a whole host of individuals. This is before the stock market did what it did today.
Yeah.
But we were talking about interest rates and borrowing and moving and up. You know, if I'm at this level of a house and I want to go to this level, do I really want to take the risk that my interest rate is going to be 4.5%, 5.5%?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to stay put? And if I stay put, that continues the pressure on affordable housing.
Yeah. If you're going to move, you better do it now because the rates aren't going to be coming down.
I would think so.
Like anytime soon.
Yeah.
They're just going to go up for a while.
And, of course, that got me to having this conversation with some of my friends on the Hill and said, you know, the first house that I bought was in 1977, I think it was, and I think my interest rate was 18%.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah,
they took quite a heat back in those days.
Oh yeah. So where are we at here in the metro? Coming up next half hour, as a matter of fact, is a husband wife team. He's a home builder and she's a home decorator, and they're going to be talking about what they've decided to do.
Yeah,
combine their forces, build more homes. What's happening?
Yeah, We're having terrible price pressure right now.
Too high?
So, yes. And it's a combination. We spent a lot of time trying to replace the housing that we needed with new construction. Put a lot of pressure on new construction. Price of materials went up. Price of labor went up. What are we at? 4% employment. And skilled labor is even worse than that. And then then land costs went up because it didn't get developed for a long time around here. And you get that combination to where it's hard to build good housing that's under 300. It's next to impossible.
Hmm.
Now, the change that's happening is we've got two or three builders that are working plans out, that are buying lots, that are making the lots smaller, that are doing two-car garages again. They're not finishing basements. They may not even have a deck. They may have a step down for future. You can do your own deck. But they're trying to get that down into that low 200s so that you have an entry point again.
And there's all kinds of ways to do that. How you just mentioned, there's also less frills on the inside, maybe not going with granite tops and maybe going with...
Yeah, there is the granite is it's so plentiful now that it's not a whole lot cheaper to go with the other kind, but there's a lot of things in there that you can do in the process. Maybe the carpet stays pretty basic, you know, it's what we used to call FHA grade. carpets. The best thing that I know how to do is to build the shell and, you know, stay with the quality of build, of course, but to not do the things that you can do later. And that's, you know, upgrading carpets, it's putting on deck, it's finishing the basement. Those things.
Holds the price down.
Hold the price down so that the entry level is better. And then as you live in the house, just like when you and I came up, we'd buy a house and fix it up.
Right.
Well, you can do that in new construction by starting out with your basic entry and then improve as you go along.
What about individuals who have made the decision, Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, with Remax Concepts? What happens with individuals who are making the decision to stay in their home? We're seeing a great increase in spends for remodeling.
Remodeling's, I mean, you're in the same boat. You still got material costs rising. You got labor costs rising. You know, all of those things, it's the same as the new construction, and you're also competing against new construction to get help, to get that labor to do it. So, I mean, it's like right now, if you want somebody to do your roof, you're probably going to pay pretty decent for it, because the people who are doing it less expensive, they can go and bid out 10, 12, 15, 20 roofs for the same builder and go to work, and they know that for the next few months they're working.
Over the course of the past several months, Lance, we've had these conversations about inventory here in the greater Des Moines metro. You indicated that spring is here, so to speak. Does that mean that inventory is going to increase, you think? Or where are we at with all that?
Well, it's going to try. We started January at the best inventory level we've been for a couple of years. But it immediately drained. I mean, within 2 weeks, it drained. And we're back down into the lows again. And you know, and then you have to split it up, because if you're in the 350 and up, there's 7, 10, 15 months of inventory. There's plenty. It's all you need out there. But if you're especially in the 200 and under, there's about 2 months or less of inventory.
And those houses, what that's caused, and we've seen some of this going on, in what might be considered less desirable locations throughout the metro, people are buying those houses and deciding, okay, let's rehab and redo some of these places.
Sure. The rollover of some neighborhoods is going to happen.
Sure.
And the idea there is that you can buy an older two-story home that's got a two-car detached garage and it needs a little work. And maybe the neighborhood's not, quote, socioeconomics are not what you'd like it to be. But it turns. And my wife and I bought a home in Highland Park, right by Union Park. And when we bought there, it wasn't wonderful.
Right.
And
but that turns, doesn't
through
it?
Through a process, neighborhood finance had something to do with that. And a lot of people like us that were buying for space and you know, price. And that area actually turned and got better and better.
There was a piece on Facebook the other day that was floating around. It was talking about bring back shop class.
There's a high missing skill set.
Yeah.
You know, and we just had that big invitation and had what's his name? The guy that comes in that tries different jobs. And
oh
stuff.
Yeah, Mike Rowe.
Yes, Mike Rowe. He came in and did a whole fundraising campaign and stuff with a lot of people to get that skill set going again.
Well, there's so many, you know, when I was in school, and perhaps when you were in school, I mean, there was a shop class. It was almost a mandatory thing, I think.
Well, because you actually had to work.
Yeah. had to figure out how to use a screwdriver and a nail gun or whatever it happened to be.
Yep.
And as that's gone by the way, so too has the ability of many individuals to fix stuff.
Yes. Yes.
And that has... You know, my son, for example, who's very handy and has redone now two basements that I know of.
Yes.
But he had to kind of teach himself with the power of YouTube.
Sure. my son does the same thing. He's like, I need to do this. And then he looks it up on YouTube and watches it and then does it.
Yeah, it's pretty
amazing. It's surprising how well it actually works.
The answer to shop class, ladies and gentlemen, is now YouTube. What about Remax Concepts? What's the outlook for your spring? What are you getting ready
to? It's going to be strong. And I have taken the position of looking at what's going to be happening over the next 5-year period. And so
you're going the long ball.
Going the long ball and looking, because everything has to be updated, as you move along. And so I'm looking and studying, researching for the seamless connection where we can assist agents from lead to close. There's a whole process in there. And it's all from, the lead coming in to how you handle that to the whole, everything.
Speaking of leads, you and I had a conversation a month or so ago, and you intimated that you were looking at AI, artificial intelligence,
yes,
and utilizing that tool,
yes,
to be assistive to
it's
your...
It's pretty awesome.
You're using it?
Oh, yes.
How's it work?
It's pretty amazing, and we spent a lot of time working with the developers, and I put them with one of our large teams because they're extremely busy and very picky. And so they did a lot of machine learning in a very short space. And so we added things like literally it has emotion. So if if they ask, what's going on, what's your motivation or something like that, if you tell them that, got a divorce, the machine will say, I'm so very sorry to hear that. Let's see what we can do. It's unreal.
What we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is new technologies, artificial intelligence, so that when a prospect contacts Remax Concepts, you guys can give real-time answers back. Is that
it's the ability to be able to respond to somebody in very short order, because as agents we don't sit and wait for the phone to ring,
right?
And so if we're out showing clients a home or talking with people about listing their home and like that, and a call happens to come in, we want it responded to. And so the machine will help us respond quickly and help that person and get them started. And then the agents can then step in anytime, and they just push mute and take over the conversation, and it's wonderful.
Fascinating. It is fascinating. And one of the things that whole AI, that artificial intelligence came about, was because the opportunity for lost business if somebody doesn't quickly get back to you.
Yeah. It's very much that way. And there's,
that would
I
be
always
your phone,
forget
huh?
to put my shut
right.
my phone off.
I imagine that's somebody wanting a house.
Well, only if my daughter's buying a house.
any move on that?
No, I don't think so.
Well, Lance, thanks for coming in. I know you're headed out. Where are you headed tonight?
We actually are going to the Home and Garden Show.
Nice.
Up at Hy-Vee Hall, and we going to go enjoy and look at all the stuff that we want to do to our place, because we're not moving. We're
sticking put. And
we have grandkids that live 3 doors down the street.
Nice.
And so basically we're stuck until they're all graduated and moved out.
So you got plenty of time.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good
for
you. Well, go have Donna take you and start making lists of all the money you're going to spend to continue.
That'll be my motivational clause, right? Yeah.
Exactly right.
Shouldn't be a problem.
I would imagine. Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, our friend from Remax Concepts, commenting on not only interest rates, but also resale inventory and what they're calling their spring, which happened in January, but even with the snow and the ice.
Yes, even with all that.
All right. Thanks so much for doing this.
Appreciate coming.
All right. We're going to step aside, and we're going to give you the bad news of what happened today on Wall Street. It was an ugly day. That's coming up next.